If asked when you were going, you might say, excuse me, I today.
I'm going today.
If
going fishing
today. If he said he was going to get some of something, you know, whatever, you might say, yeah, me too, I'm
going.
Uh-huh. Or you might say, he's saying he's going to get some of that, and you'd say, I'm going to
need it.
If a child's just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in his clothes and say, here,
put them on.
If I ask you, maybe if you thought the president was going to be reelected, you might say, no, I don't think he is, but there are a lot of people
who do.
Or you might say, I don't think he is, but there are a lot of people that
want him to.
Mm-hmm. And you might tell a boy, send your dog over here. I blank. I just want to pet him. You might say, you know, don't worry. Send your dog over here. I just want to pet him.
I'd like to pet him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if it were a cat or something, you'd say, don't worry. I'm not, you know,
not gonna hurt him.
If you have an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him, if you didn't think you were right about this, you would say, well, I'm
pretty sure.
Or you'd say, maybe, you'd say, I'm right. You might say, you know, you might, kind of looking for confirmation, you might say, I'm right. Mm-hmm. If you were talking about the days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
If somebody asks you, wasn't it you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't.
If maybe a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might walk into a store and have a little square of cloth she might take with her. That would be called a
piece of cloth.
Or maybe a salesman or somebody might be going around door to door giving away kisses. A little girl was, if she has on a very becoming dress, she might say, my, what a
pretty dress.
And suppose you remark to your mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is
better, prettier.
What's something that your mother might wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a
signature, no, ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper, you use a
baby's pen.
Soup you buy usually comes in a
can.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Uh-huh. What would the can that soup comes in be made out of?
Aluminum. Steel.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a roof on an old house would be made out of
tin.
What would you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
And
jacket.
Sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you might wear a